Hey everybody, welcome to the On the Rocks podcast. This is Denver Post sports writer Kyle Newman alongside beat reporter Patrick Saunders bringing you another edition of the show here as we're about 4 weeks out from the pitchers and catchers reporting to Salt River and Rockies spring training firing up. On this episode of the show, we're going to be discussing rotation expectations, laying out our projected rotations for the Rockies come start of the regular season. And Patrick, you know, we'll start it with you. Obviously, I think the top of this rotation is pretty cemented. Maybe some question marks towards the bottom or question marks as to how some of those middle guys are perform. But who are your five guys and who's your opening day starter?
Well, Kyle, I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked because that's what we're here to discuss. Do you have your notes with you
yes,
this time?
Okay, I'm ready. Okay. Jeez. Such a taskmaster. Okay. Obviously, the opening day starter, Kyle Freeland, fourth in Cy Young voting last year. My opinion, one of the greatest pitching performances in Rockies history. Boy, was I impressed with him in Chicago that night.
You know, he should have won Colorado Athlete of the Year or something.
Yeah, he should have.
Something like that.
And I was one who nominated him, by the way, and voted for him. And it became close, but, of course, the Broncos guy went out.
Orange Kool-Aid.
There you go. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. Anyway, Kyle Freeland, the lefty, TJ graduate, Denver native, number one. Herman Marquez, number two, hard-throwing right-hander, who might actually have a bigger upside than Kyle Freeland. I don't think he's as accomplished a pitcher yet, but boy, Marquez has ace stuff. I'm a huge fan of his. Third, and I know I'm going to get lambasted from you and our listeners and others, I'm putting John Gray, third man in the rotation. I think I'm not giving up on him yet. Let's put it that way. I know some people want to railroad him out of town. They want to cut his hair. They want to ship him out. I don't know. Maybe I have a soft spot for John Gray, but I still believe that if he can harness that slider and believe in himself a little more, and I think if he wins one really big, tight game, I really believe it might be enough to get him over the hump. I'm an optimist, but that's what I believe. John Gray, the righty, number three in the rotation. I think Tyler Anderson, the lefty, is the fourth guy in the rotation. Anderson had a up and down year last year, no question about it. Battled a little bit of injuries, some inconsistency. I think toward the end of the year, he kind of found himself again. I think Anderson could be in for a pretty salty year. And then Antonio Sensatella, a guy who still needs a third pitch to become the big leaguer he wants to be. But I think Antonio is a solid fifth starter. And that's saying something now because in many years I've covered the Rockies, the fifth starter was usually like, who the heck knows, and it was desperation time. At least going into spring training, the Rockies don't have that problem. They actually have five pretty good starters in their rotation, and then they have some other guys on the outside looking in who could be adequate replacements. And we're talking about Chad Bettis, Jeff Hoffman, and a long shot, Peter Lambert, who was in AAA last year. So anyway, that's my projection here. Things can happen. We're still a ways out. And let me add one more thing. And Jeff Breidich has said this often, and he makes a good point. The Rockies have been blessed by avoiding the injury bug with the rotation for the most part over the last two seasons. It's one of the reasons they've made the playoffs back-to-back years. And I'm trying to jinx them. I'm knocking on wood right now. But the chances of this rotation staying healthy for a full year, pitching all those games at Coors Field is risky. It is risky. Yeah. I'm just telling it like it is. So I hope all those guys stay healthy, but that's my rotation.
Well, definitely got to hope Freeland and Herman stay healthy. Again, folks, this is Kyle Newman alongside Patrick Saunders on the On the Rocks podcast, just discussing our rotation expectations for Colorado for 2019. So, yeah, there's some question marks, there's some maybes, but like you alluded to and like you said, Patrick, basically the best setup that Colorado has ever been going into a season with their rotation, having you know, a guy finished fourth in the Cy Young voting coming back, another guy who's flash ace stuff consistently. So they are set up pretty well. Now, here's where I come to disagree with you, Mr. Saunders. Of course, I do have K-Free and Herman at the top of the rotation, 1-2. I put Freeland up there just because I don't know if his stuff is as good, his raw stuff is as good as Herman, but he's just got the whole package and he's got everything you need to conquer Coors Field like he did last year en route to setting the club record for home ERA. So I got those guys as your ace one, your ace two, basically at the top of the rotation. And then I got Andy. I got Tyler Anderson there in the number three spot.
You call him Andy.
Andy. Yeah, that's Bud Black calls him out all the time. Oh. Don't you have to translate Andy? Who's Andy? I don't see an Andy on here. So I got Tyler Anderson there in the three spot. Obviously, what else can you say about this southpaw? Consistency is going to be key for him. I mean, when he was good last season in July, he had a 2.16, was looking like one of the best pitchers in all of baseball through five starts. And then, August rolls around, he posts an 11.39 ERA over four starts, got run out of there in the first inning, right? Yeah. And one of those, that was ugly. Then he turns it around a little bit in September. So it's like, if we can just find that consistency, of course, easier said than done. I got him there in the number three spot. And then I got Antonio Senzatella in the number four spot. I think, like you said, Patrick, there's lots of room for growth for him, but I really like his ceiling. And if he continues to make strides, he can really provide an asset for the Rockies on the back end of that rotation. And the number five spot, quite honestly, I got like eight names written down and a couple question marks. John Gray obviously is going to be in the mix. I'm really unconvinced, until I see the results of his much hyped offseason training and his, refocus and everything. We'll see how that pays off. I'm extremely hesitant on Gray right now just because of the amount of big moments that he's gotten and that he's, quite frankly, wilted in. I think he's a very quality pitcher. Can he harness the mental side and, over the grind of a long major league season? That's the biggest question mark for him, for me. So I got him in the mix, Chad Bettis. Hey, Yency Almonte, I know he's kind of a bullpen asset right now, but I could see him doing well as a starter. He's shown well as a starter in AAA. Obviously, that's more of a long shot. But Peter Lambert as well, if we're talking long shots. He was in AAA last season. The best minor league starting arm they got right now, basically, in the system that's major league ready or as close to major league ready as you could be. And then there's also the question mark of Jeff Hoffman. Is he going to do anything this spring? So in my mind, the top two, three in that rotation, pretty cemented. I think Andy and Senzatella, you can kind of put them in there wherever. You want Gray in there. That's a big debate. And we'll see come spring training because he might come out and look like John Gray, 16 strikeout game in spring training. Who knows?
Yeah, and the thing about John, spring training I don't think is really going to tell us what John Gray's going to be like. I think we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, last year you didn't have to wait too long. It was that game in Arizona where John started out and just didn't play very well, returning to the scene of the crime of the wild card game. I do think that, no question about it. It's a huge topic with Rockies fans, and John's been very open talking with us about it. He understands he has hurdles, and a lot of them are mental hurdles to get over if he's ever going to fulfill his expectations. We'll see. You mentioned, of course, Jeff Hoffman, and so far he's made his mark principally by being the centerpiece of the Troy Tulowitzki trade with the Blue Jays all those years ago in 2015. You look back at his AAA season last year, and there were games when I'd get up in the morning and I'd look at the line score, the box score, and it would be like lights out, like this guy's on the verge. And then the next game, he'd be gone by the fourth inning. He would have walked four or five guys and given up a lot of hits. We don't talk about the mental side of Jeff Hoffman's game like we do John Gray because we're not around Jeff Hoffman. But I got to think there's some similarities there. Guys with obviously great stuff. They were both drafted in the top 10 of the first round. Dynamite action, high velocity. But it's about mastering the pitch and mastering the big moment. And right now, neither of them have been able to do that. So we'll see. It's a big year for both of those young guys.
Again, folks, that was Patrick Saunders, and this is Kyle Newman on the On the Rocks podcast. Appreciate you joining in. Remember, you can head to denverpost.com/Rockies for more podcast episodes, as well as continued hot stove coverage throughout spring training here in a couple weeks. And until next time, folks, take it easy.